This is the Aviact Murli of 28th of June 2026. Original date 30th of November 2010. Exercise your mind with the five forms every hour and make it powerful. Since Baba is your world, Sansar, also make your sanskars the same as those of the Father. Today, Bapdada has come to meet all the children of the one land, the original land. You all know how lovely that one land is, do you not? Bapdada has also come from that one land to meet all of you children. Children have the happiness of meeting the Father, and the Father has the happiness of meeting you children. Today, Bapdada is seeing all of you children in your five forms, and this is why there is the memorial of the five faces of Brahma. You know your five forms, do you not? The first form of everyone is that of a point of light. Has it come in front of you? It is such a lovely and sparkling form. The second form is the deity form. That is also such a lovely and unique form. The third form is that of the middle, the worthy of worship form. The fourth form is the confluence-aged Brahmin form. This form is also so great. And the fifth form is the angelic form. All these five forms are so lovely. Today, Bapdada is teaching you children the exercise for the mind, because the mind sometimes pulls you children towards itself. So today, Bapdada is teaching you the exercise to make your mind constant and stable. Throughout the day, exercise with and experience these five forms. Whatever form you think about, experience that in your mind. For example, when you said point of light, the sparkling form came in front of you. In the same way, bring these five forms in front of you and experience those forms. Every hour, perform this drill for 5 seconds. If not 5 seconds, then 5 minutes. Bring each form in front of you and experience it. Keep your mind busy in this spiritual exercise, because with this exercise, your mind will always be good. Just as physical exercise keeps your body healthy, in the same way, this exercise will keep your mind strong. Concentrate on that form in your mind for even a second. Do you feel that this is easy, or do you find it difficult? You will not find it difficult because you have performed this exercise many times. You have done it every cycle. It is not difficult to bring your own form in front of you. As you bring each form in front of you, you will experience the speciality of each form. Sometimes some children say that they want to experience these same five forms, but their mind goes off in another direction. Instead of concentrating your mind on one thing for as long as you want, wasteful or incorrect thoughts also enter. Sometimes there is carelessness of the mind. Bapdada wants you to experience this exercise for 5 seconds or 5 minutes every hour. Do this for 5 minutes and then make your mind work in that direction. It is good to move along in that way, is it not? Then engage yourself in your work, because you do have to do your work. You cannot move along without doing your work. All of you are doing service of the Yajna and the world, and you have to do it. After performing this 5-minute drill, engage yourself in whatever other work you were doing. Is there anyone who doesn't have 5 seconds or 5 minutes? Is there anyone? Then raise your hand. Is there anyone who doesn't have 5 minutes? Is there? All of you can find the time. So repeatedly perform this exercise and you will become intoxicated while doing your work, because the Father's mantra is Man Man Above. With this mantra and the experience of the mind, your mind will become a weapon for you to become a conqueror of Maya, because Bapdada has told you that as time progresses, you will have to put a stop in a second. By doing this exercise, you will receive help in becoming Man Man Above, because Bapdada has seen that whenever you give a lecture or message, then what do you say? You say that you are the ones who will transform the world. Since you are going to transform the world, first of all, make your mind powerful so that it is able to have those thoughts that you want it to have at any time. Order it in a second, just as you order the body and your physical organs. For example, raise it, lower it. You do this, do you not? In this way, your mind will be saved from anything wasteful or incorrect. You are the master of your mind. You say, my mind, so my mind should remain in order to that extent. And that is why you have been shown this exercise of the mind. Bapdada has seen that every child wants to become a conqueror of the mind and a conqueror of the world. And this is why, before the time comes, you have to practice easily stabilizing your mind wherever you want. So today, Bapdada wants every child to become so powerful that his mind, intellect and sanskars follow his orders in whatever thought he has. Those who have this practice will definitely become the conquerors of the world. You all have love for Bapdada and the family. The children have love for the father, and the father has even greater love for you children. So children have been very clever. By saying, Mera Baba, Mera Baba, my Baba, you have made him belong to you. Each child says with this faith, Mera Baba, and the father says, my children. This word mine has performed wonders. Each one of you has so much enthusiasm in your heart. My Baba, lovely Baba. And the father also repeatedly says, my children. Maya can wage war at any time, because you had made Maya belong to you for half a cycle, had you not? So Maya would also have that love for you, would she not? This is why she repeatedly tries to come to you. However, when you say, my Baba, from your heart, you receive the father's cooperation. When you say, my Baba, just once from your heart, the Father is bound to give you 1,000-fold powerful cooperation. You experience this, do you not? Simply put this experience into a practical form at the right time. On seeing one thing of you children, Bapdada is amused in his heart. Do you know which aspect? All of you say that Baba is your world. You say, do you not, that the Father is your world? You say this, do you not? Those who say that the Father is their world, raise your hands. Acha, the Father is your world. You do not have another world, do you? You do not have another world. But what else do you have? Sanskars. Since the Father is your world, you do not have any other world. There isn't another world, so how are the sanskars born? Nowadays, according to the time, Bhaktada wants to erase the word sanskars. Can it be erased? Can it? Those who think that their sanskars cannot become an obstacle and are able to have this determined thought. Those with determination who can even today make this determined effort of definitely having to finish them. Not I will do it, I will think about it, I will see, but I definitely have to do it. It is the duty of the sanskars to come, and the duty of you children is definitely to finish them. Do you have this much courage? Do you have this courage? You raised your hands earlier too, but now check whether you are doing everything practically according to the thought that you had. Those who feel that the Father said something, that it is the Father's duty to give a name and the children's duty is definitely to do what the Father asked, and that they must fix a date for this. Just as the devotees have fixed a date to celebrate Shivratri, so fix a date for this. Okay, if you are not able to fix a date for this collectively, then each one of you can at least fix a date for yourself. Can you do this? If you can do this, raise your hands. So, have you fixed it? If you can do it, have you done it? Double foreigners, have you fixed a date? Those sitting in the front, have you fixed it? Whatever date you have fixed, give that to Bhaktada in writing. Bhaktada will congratulate you children on passing your paper with courage. Then he will sing songs of the children. Wah, children, wah. He will celebrate with a ceremony. Bhaktada will have a ceremony for those who had a thought and put it into a practical form accordingly, because there will, of course, be a difference, will there not? Whatever date you have fixed, as you progress towards that date, you will come closer, will you not? There will begin to be a difference. Bhaktada will have a ceremony for those who become complete according to their date. When you do this internally, those who observe you will verify it, because they would come into connection with you, would they not? Sanskars will emerge with someone or other, will they not? Bhaktada has seen that every child has the pure intoxication that he is a master almighty authority. You are masters, are you not? Since you are almighty authorities, ones with all powers, then to fulfill a thought is also a power, is it not? Acha. Those who have come for the first time, stand up. Look, so many have come. Bhaktada is giving congratulations. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations for coming to Madhaban. Bhaktada still feels that you have come before the board of too late has been put up, and therefore the whole family has this pure hope. Bhaktada has this hope anyway, and the whole family also has this hope that you will constantly make double effort and go fast even though you have come last. Do you have this courage? Those who have come for the first time, do you have the courage that even though you have come last, you will go fast and come first? In the first number? There isn't just one who is first. Come first in the first class. Is this possible? Those of you who think that you can go fast and come first, raise your hands. Do you have faith in yourself? Acha. Those at the back, raise your hands. Is this possible? Atcha. There are a few. The whole family and Bhaktada want to cooperate with you and want to make you move forward. And this is why, whatever center you have come from, remember this promise of yours again and again at that center. It is possible. It is not impossible. It is possible, but it requires double attention. If having come last you go fast and show that to everyone, then your day of intense effort will be celebrated at the center. We will hold a function. Everyone has this enthusiasm in their heart to become equal to the Father quickly and to show that to everyone. When children speak to Bhaktada at Amrit Vela, he is pleased. Wah, children, wah. The Father gives every child, whether new or old, lots and lots of blessings from his heart. When you take one step, the Father gives 1,000 steps of help, because the transformation of the time is now moving at a fast speed. Atcha. It is the turn of Delhi and Agra to serve. Bhaktada has seen that from the beginning, Delhi has been doing new things in service. You have been doing this, have you not? Delhi has been doing this. So now create a new invention for service. The lectures and programs that you have been having are good, because expansion takes place through those and people form a relationship with you. Whatever is happening now is good, but these programs have now been going on for a long time. Now create something new so that those who are doing service have some new zeal and enthusiasm. You will do this, will you not? It is good. Create enthusiasm in everyone and make them busy in doing that. Those who give lectures remain busy with the big programs that you have, and others simply accompany them. That is also necessary. But now invent something in which those who are quality souls remain busy themselves, because Delhi has to be the capital. So let those from Delhi create some such invention. Is this okay? Is it okay? Will you all do this? Raise your hands. It is good. Anyone can create it. New ones can also invent this. If anyone else has a thought about this, they can write to Madhaban, the head office. Everyone has a chance. Atcha. Let those from Delhi also claim number one for effort. Bhaktada said a long time ago that any center, whether in this land or abroad, and the centers in connection with that center, has to remain free from obstacles for 6 months. No obstacles should come. Free from obstacles. If you claim number one, we will celebrate a day for being free from obstacles. Bhaktada is now telling you to do this for 6 months. And when you have had 6 months of practice, the habit will then be formed. However, in order for you to claim a prize, Baba is giving you 6 months. What number will Delhi claim? The first number. Bhaktada is pleased. The whole family is also pleased. Let those who are content speak. Whether in service or in the disciplines that have been created, Bhaktada has asked for names. But as yet no names have come. If not the zones, even if the centers in connection with the main centers do this, Bhaktada will accept it. You now have to take fast steps. Why? Anything can happen suddenly. Baba will not give you a date. Atcha. Agra subzone. Agra has to perform such a task and such service because Agra is very well known in the government's list. Let those from Agra find such service through which the Almighty Government becomes well known. Just as there is the Taj Mahal in Agra, so do something in the same way. There is hope. Congratulations for the hope. What will you do? In how much time will you do it? We will have a mela and a mega program. Everyone is doing mega programs, but create such a new invention that no other zone has done before. Agra is worth seeing by everyone. The government has the Taj Mahal. There is some propaganda. Agra is known for that. Now perform such a task. Think about it. Sit at Amrit Vela and think about it, and you will have one touching or another. Is that all right? Teachers, raise your hands. There are many. So perform a wonder. Babdada is telling all of you children, do something new now. There is newness in whatever is happening according to the time, but now create a new invention. Any zone can do it, but do something new. Babdada loves each child and he also knows each child's speciality. Each one definitely has a speciality, but some use it for a task, whereas in others it remains hidden. And this is why the father is saying that every child is lovely and long lost and now found. The father wants you to keep flying and make others fly. Acha. All of you children everywhere are the children who are especially loved by the father's heart. Each of you children repeatedly takes and has to take this aim into your awareness. I have to make intense effort and reveal the Father so that everyone's heart says, my Baba has come. Such thoughts of zeal and enthusiasm are reaching Babdada nowadays. The majority of you have this zeal and enthusiasm in your heart. Babdada's desire is that this message now reaches everyone as soon as possible. Let no one be deprived of it. Let them claim something or other as their inheritance. Even if not liberation in life, at least let them claim the inheritance of liberation with love, because the Father has to give an inheritance to everyone. However many you enable to receive their inheritance, to that extent you will claim the inheritance of a right to your kingdom. Lots and lots of love and blessings from Babdada to all of you children everywhere. Acha. Blessing. May you be benevolent to all and achieve success in the service you do with your renunciation and tapasya. Just as a physical fire is experienced from a distance, in the same way let the glow of your renunciation and tapasya attract everyone from a distance. As well as being a server, also be a renunciate and an embodiment of tapasya. Instant and practical fruit will then be experienced from the service you do. A renunciate means that none of your old thoughts or sanskars are visible. A tapasvi means that nothing is visible except the consciousness of your intellect and your soul conscious form through your drishti. Let benefit for every soul be merged in whatever thought you create, and you will then be said to be benevolent to all. Slogan. In order to go beyond any consciousness of bodies, do not look at the form, but look at the living being and the character. Aviat signal. To remain constantly cheerful, be easy-natured and tolerant. All of you are master world creators. When you have this awareness, you will easily develop the virtue of humility. When you have humility, that is, easiness in a natural way, all other virtues come automatically. First be stable in the constant awareness of this form, and then think and act. All of the little things that come to oppose you, which you have to face, will then be experienced to be like the games of little children who play in front of their elders, who are not affected by them at all. Om Shanti.